Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette College requests $10 million from the county's reserve account. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. During the Campbell County Commissioner meeting on Tuesday, representatives from the Gillette Community College District spoke with commissioners about their need for a funding solution due to a bill passed in the last legislative session affecting their tax revenue. Robert Palmer, chairman of the Gillette Community College District, and President Janelle Oberlander of the Gillette Community College District provided an explanation for the $10 million funding request going back to August 2021 when voters in Campbell County approved the Gillette College to become its own district. Palmer outlined how several things had occurred last month which led to the request.
So as I explained to you yesterday, I think it was a perfect storm. I think we had a new district coming on board. I think we had a change in legislation. I think we had omission of information, lack of information, lack of communication. So that's where we find ourselves today, is with a budget that we are receiving property taxes. However, we are not, at this point, through the Department of Revenue, receiving any ad valorem taxes.
Said Palmer. He said the board had already approved the budget, had begun to move staff from NWCCD, and the accreditation process was already in the works. Commissioner Rusty Bell clarified that it is more of a fund distribution process. The funds are currently being collected for the college, but they have not been allocated. Palmer said when the allocation does take place, the county will not need to distribute the funds to the college, but will be able to keep them in the county reserve budget. Some concerns were raised about the lost interest revenue for the county if the money was drawn out of the reserve fund and given to the college now. Commissioner Colin Faber talked about how complicated the tax structure is and the change in the new bill that was passed this year. Faber said,
"This is an impact to taxpayers. We are getting significant interest on these monies, 3.8% on investment, people told us. So when you look at $10 million and 3.8%, you know, and the college has to tax to get their funds, so there's really no win here. That money is a realized loss for our taxpayers."
During the public comment portion of the meeting, Senator Troy McEwen expressed his concerns about allocating money to the Gillette College as a slippery slope.
As we put this up for a vote, we advertised to the people it was going to be a $16 to $18 million budget. It's now a $32.4 million budget. It was stated we weren't going to start out with sports. We have coaches already hired, yet we don't even have sports yet. So I think we're heading down a slippery slope. We tell our voters, here's what you're voting on. It gets approved. And then we change horses in midstream. And we don't do what we say we're going to do, because we have that ability. That really has me concerned.
After the discussion, the request was finally brought to a vote, and it passed with only one dissenting vote coming from Commissioner Faber. For more news and information, visit basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.